This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, strengthening taqwa through knowledge. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of strengthening taqwa through knowledge. Obviously, being a Muslim, when we talk about the taqwa, we say that the taqwa is the path which can take us towards the heavens and it is the way of success. Then obviously, the first question which raised in the minds is that how to get the taqwa? And the simple answer is to know the definition of taqwa, that to do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second question can be that how to strengthen this taqwa? What are the ways? And the first way which we can talk about is through gaining knowledge. Knowledge can teach us how to basically follow or how to have taqwa in our life. When we say to not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is necessary on the first step that we should know what are the things through which we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what are the ways of not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So basically gaining knowledge gaining the knowledge of the ma'arif or the Islam or the Quran is the first step to take. If we do not gain the knowledge, if we do not know how to or what things are in the disobedience of Allah and what things are allowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are counted as being obedient towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then without knowing this, I cannot have a taqwa. In order to have a taqwa, it is necessary to gain the knowledge. It is necessary to know the basics of Islam. It is necessary to know at least the translation of the Quran. And these are the first steps that I need to definitely take in order to have taqwa and in order to strengthen my taqwa. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the ways of gaining taqwa through the knowledge. And we said that the first way is to gain taqwa through knowledge. Why? Because it is necessary to know about the things so that I can perform it. Because if I want to have a taqwa, if I want to be a God-fearer, I must know what are the things that I need to observe, what are the things that I need to be careful in my life. And I should not perform the things that are counted as the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is necessary to gain the knowledge. On the other hand, we see that in chapter 35 of the Quran, verse 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى. Certainly only those who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are from His servants who are al-ulama, who are the ones who know. Now here, it is not necessary that ulama means the scholars, that only scholars have the fear. No, it means the one who gains the knowledge, who knows the halal and haram, who knows the sharia, who knows what is good and what is bad, what is evil, what is good. And this is necessary. And on the other hand, when we look at the teachings and the sayings of the Urafa, we see that they are also talking about the same thing. For example, someone asked from Ayatollah Bahjad, one of the Urafa, that if a person wants to become an arif, a mystic, what he should do? He said, simply, there is a simple formula. Just live a life according to your knowledge. What you know, perform it. For example, if we know that backbiting is haram, it is forbidden, I should not backbite. If I know that lying is haram, I should not lie to people. If I know that I need to perform 5-time prayers, I must do that. So the amount of religion that I know, the knowledge that I have, if I'm living according to that knowledge, then I can become an arif. Then this is the first criteria. I can strengthen my taqwa through gaining the knowledge about the halal and haram in order to not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.